Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Merle Hogue. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphries. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Humphries. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parsons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Parsons and he is safe. Appling steals second. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quel for the out. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a fly ball into center field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is hit by the pitch. Radcliffe moves to second. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lodigiani moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Trucks. Lodigiani moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. York moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Appling moves to second. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 1 in the game. Hogue strikes out. The ball gets by Parsons. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Moses. He's safe. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 1 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 0 in the game. he's been hit by a pitch. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries is 0 for 1 in the game. Humphries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Bloodworth moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth scores. Kramer moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. York hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphries fields it and throws to third for the out. McCoskey moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. McCoskey moves to third. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. QL reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoag strikes out. There goes QL. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway is hit by the pitch. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The slide. Parsons applies the tag. QL is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 2 in the game. Parsons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 2 in the game. Trucks hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bloodworth. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Callaway applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lodigiani hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Lodigiani reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Lodigiani moves to third. One out. George Dickey pinch hits for Mike Tresh. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lodigiani scores. Dickey moves to third. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. Leo Wells pinch runs for Taffy Wright. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Moses reaches second base with a double. Dickey scores. Wells moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. QL is walked intentionally. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. George Dickey now catching. Joe Haynes now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoskey for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lodigiani bunts towards the mound. Gorsica fields it and throws to first for the out. Callaway moves to second. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callaway scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-3 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parsons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins pinch hits for Billy Hitchcock. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair now playing shortstop. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Moses reaches second base with a double. Haynes moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haynes scores. Moses moves to third. It's 6-3, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Appling moves to third. It's 7-3, White Sox. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Parsons and he is out, McNair applying the tag. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris pinch hits for Johnny Gorsica. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Harris reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Callaway. Harris moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway misplays the ball. That's an error on Callaway. Bloodworth moves to second. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McCoskey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Callaway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. York takes first base on ball 4. Harris scores. Bloodworth moves to third. Kramer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-4 in the game. Ross hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.